Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
She goes, "No, I want a man all to myself." Well, how about, then the question is, how about a man that you have to share that's a millionaire? how much of a millionaire? You know, I mean, then it becomes this negotiation. What would you do if you had to share a man? I would never share a man. Well, would you, what about Jason Momoa? Would you share? Well, yeah, I mean, I could see, and some girls would say, no, not even that, which is probably
bullshit because you don't got that. Once you get that offer sheet.
Yeah. So you go,
once Jason Momoa goes, "Listen, I got a part-time contract for you. We're ready to sign right now." And he goes, and then he turns around, gives you that wink with the one eyebrow.
Gives you the wink
sliced
with the big eye, the one, yeah, that the big bushy eyebrow with one, yeah, that's up. Yeah. What's up, Square Pimp Brigade? On this episode, it's just the family. Me and Harry, we kick it about how to be authentic, going over the principles of what this podcast is all about. What are the real sacrifices of a relationship and the flaws of pickup artists? This is a real good one. I'm trying to do a lot more of these where we go over technique and reasoning why things are, so there's a better understanding, because the blueprint is there. You know, all you gotta do is call me up and I can put you through the blueprint, but I think sometimes they don't understand.
Well, it's always good to reinforce all that stuff and, you know, all that technique. And if you like the technique stuff that we talk about, relationship stuff, you're going to love what we're doing over at Patreon, patreon.com/manschool202. We do a lot of in-depth technique stuff. That's where we do listener mail, like this week's bonus episode on Patreon. It's an exclusive listener mail where we talk about dealing with non-physical women, when to tell a woman that you're not being monogamous. And again, the different styles of how you're telling the truth and holding your value. So a lot of those questions, and we do a lot of technique there. And it's available, patreon.com/manschool202. Please come and support us. And also, we do consultations. You can reach Dante at DanteNero.com/consult. And if you want to consult with me, my consultations, you can email me at advicefromharry@gmail.com.
All right, let's get it. I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. Yo, what's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do to sexual revolutions being podcasted? And I am excited. So excited. Harry, what's popping? Ready to rock and roll?
I'm definitely ready to rock and roll. Listen, man, you know, it's the winter's here, and that makes it even harder to keep these gators down.
It's fur coat season. I'm
that's
happy,
right,
as hell.
That's your time. That's where you shine the most.
Ooh, and do I shine? I just took all the fur coats out of storage. It's ready to rock and roll.
And that's not easy. You got to freeze them, right? You got to put them in a freezer.
In a cold storage, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You got to do it for the season. But here's the thing: I found a coat that I forgot about.
You did. Well, that happens to you. You tend to find things you forgot. Which one did you forget about?
I had a natural mink bomber.
What makes it a natural mink
bomber?
Well,
natural is the regular brown that you would see, like, rich white ladies on Fifth Avenue. They would have, like, that brownish, the pretty brown, almost like I wouldn't say tan, but it's like a rust and brown. You know, the regular.
Okay. You mean the color, the natural color of a mink? Is that what it's meant to be?
I mean, it is. Yes. It would
okay,
be
what's
that.
An
yes.
Unnatural one then? I don't know. What's the opposite?
I have a blue fox.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, foxes aren't blue, right? So it's dyed.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Of course, a fox.
Or a red fox. So I have a bleached white mink, and a, you know, a couple different colors stuff. So it's the natural color of the thing. Just like my coyote is natural.
Sure. Yeah.
The wolf and coyote. But
well, hey. I have a similar thing going on. I had to take my pea coats out of the freezer. They're good to go.
They're good to go.
The pea coats and my bubble jacket. I got my bubble jacket out.
Your bubble goose.
My pea coat, my Canadian goose knockoff, my Mexican goose that I wear during the winter, and I'm good to roll.
Fair enough. Ready. I'm ready for this cold weather, and I'm excited. It's just gonna be us today. So yeah,
doing a little information.
A lot of consultations, a lot of things that I think are misunderstood, a lot of things that guys are getting wrong, I think, because they're basically not paying attention, which is really, when you get down to it, that's the problem in the first place. The thing most of all that you have to do if you want to be good with the ladies, I mean, if you want to be good in life, you have to listen. And I know this sounds like something simple, like to overkill, but it's just nobody's paying attention. I remember when I was coming up and I would be promoting shows where you actually had to hand out flyers, right? And they'd be like, oh, when's your next show? And you hand them the flyer and they go, well, yeah, what day does it fall on? And then you go look at the flyer and they go, yeah, but is that a Saturday or Sunday? You go look at the flyer. You go, how much is it? It's on the flyer. So it's just like people don't listen and they're missing so much.
Why do you think that is?
So, but they don't, I just think that people are too busy in their own mind and their own life that they're not paying attention, which is weird because how do you navigate life if you're not paying attention? You know, I don't think you can. I don't think it's a situation where you can not pay attention. And I think moreover than night, I think people think that life, that they're very reactionary to their life. Things happen.
How about this? I'll jump on there with you. As far as paying attention and seeing things clearly.
Yeah.
My girl and I did a friendsgiving at somebody's house, right? You know, you get together. It's like you bring, you know, same thing like Thanksgiving, but with friends. And we're playing, it's couples and stuff. So we start playing whatever the thing, you pull the card out and you got to list the names. I forget what it is. You got to list the names. They got to guess the word. You got to, you know, you have a list of words you can't use. So if it's whatever the game is, couples inevitably start arguing as fun and whatever. But it's funny because my girl and I were looking at each other because every time, like, you know, it's funny that you're fucking it up or they can't guess it. Like, yeah. But they're calling each other stupid and dummy and idiot and all that. And my girl and I are kind of uncomfortable a little bit.
Like a little bit wincing. And it's not even you. It's just like.
Yeah, because and they're not even. It's still fun.
Yeah, right.
And they're still in good spirits with each other. So it's not mean. But at the same time, we don't do that in our relationship.
Right.
And so it's uncomfortable for us to see that because we're like, Jesus, man, that's not, you know, you're belittling somebody, even if in a joke, and you're like. Because what happens is if you do that when you're having fun, you're definitely doing that when you're pissed off at each other.
Yeah.
You're definitely cursing at each other and saying, you know, you're stupid. That was stupid. What the fuck is wrong with you? And that's not good, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just to them, it's just normal. To us, we're watching a film in a foreign language or something. It's you just notice, like, that's not good.
Now, were you guys physically uncomfortable? Like, could you, if you were on the outside, could you tell how uncomfortable you guys were?
No, we communicate. I mean, we know because we know, like, we have a connection, me and my girl, because we've talked about that.
Right.
And she knows the show. So she's, you know, she listens every week. Like, she's familiar with it.
Right.
So we have, like, we just make an eye contact and we make a note to talk about it later. On the ride home, right? But we don't, you know, because we don't want to, in a weird way, to make them uncomfortable or wince or whatever. So we just make note of it and move on. But the point is, like you said, when you don't pay attention, like we're fully paying attention. Like that's not good.
Because as soon as there's bad blood or something, you stupid is easy. This is the thing too about, you know, once you sell some pussy, you are always a hoe. You're just negotiating price. You know, there's never, once you cross that line, it makes it so much easier to cross it again. And that goes for, but the rule is you know, I did a couple consultations. I've had a bunch this week, and I'm literally with guys that are going, man, they get on the phone and they go, man, you know, this stuff works in every, like, it works in my job. It works in my, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah, we say that every day, every time.
Every time they say that, and I go, yeah, I we say that too.
We say that on every show.
Right, but this is, again, why you're talking about people not listening. Like, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's literally a situation where because they're not paying attention, they don't even hear the parts that they could hear, you know, that they should hear from me. I don't know what's going on with this.
It's giving me a little focus issue. Maybe the lens is a little dirty.
You want to
wipe that off? Yeah, you know, it's interesting that people. I get that too with the show where we go, the number of times you speak with somebody, whether it's a consultation or sometimes you get a listener mail and you go, we've definitely covered this. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just the simple, like, how do I get girls? How do I talk to women? You know, we get that a lot. You're like,
yeah.
We talk about that on every show, which is you got to lay the five bricks, which is.
Well, you know what? I think that's
talking
some,
to five
this,
women a day, a just in a non-sexual
good situation
fashion.
Because. What we're talking about, even when it comes to that, I think that maybe we are assuming that they understand it or we're clear about it. I mean, we've said it so many times. I think sometimes we say it and just kind of move on. And what we're not really not realizing is that we're not emphasizing it. For instance, people understand authenticity, credibility, and empathy. So we all understand that those are the principles. I think what I want to do today is I want to go over these principles and I think we're going to have to do this every once in a while. We're going to have to do this show a couple of times a year to get people on track. So
sure.
Authenticity is telling the truth and being your authentic self, right? That means, it doesn't mean you have to be a bastard. But it does mean that you have to pay attention and you have to understand what's being asked of you and what's in any conversation. So truth is really important. And the reason why I say that truth is important is because if you're not truthful, one of the most attractive things that a woman will find is the fact that you make her feel safe. If you are deceptive, I mean, now, I know guys who can be deceptive or maybe what we would consider mysterious and women find that attractive. But on a core level, if she can't trust you, that you won't hurt her or that you don't have some ulterior motive.
They only find it attractive until it affects them negatively and bites them in the ass. And then the mystery quickly goes away.
What do you mean?
Starts to bite. Meaning, like, it's fun and cute if some, and it's usually the more attractive, the more leeway you get with the mysterious man or whatever.
Mm.
But when it starts to actually affect them and hurt them, then they go, oh, I don't like this so much. Like,
wait,
the mystery.
Well, do you mean, are you saying in the context of somebody that this girl is already attractive to this dude and he's mysterious, he's being deceptive, but he's being mysterious? Or what do you, like, give me the
meaning
scenario.
Like, you know, we can, you know, a guy who, oh, I can't get a hold of him all the time. You know, he's not easily accessible. And that adds intrigue. Like, oh, he's out and about. He's, you know, whatever.
Right,
and that
right.
adds intrigue until you find out, oh, he's fucking around on me with somebody else. Then it hurts them. And then that's where the authenticity matters. Where you're like, oh, he's not a man of his word. He lies to me.
Right.
The second it starts to hurt them, that goes away. That's why it's important to be authentic, because on the front end, you know, she's into this guy because, okay, he doesn't need me. He's not, you know, he doesn't schedule around me. I don't know what's going on with him. And they're intrigued by that at first. But when you find out he's disingenuous and not true to his word, when it hurts them, then they can't trust you anymore.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Here's this interesting, and you know, I've used this terminology, shoplifting the pussy. Shoplifting the pussy is being that you are demanding something, but deep down you don't think that you're worthy of it. You don't have the self-worth to want that. A guy in a relationship, you can have anything you want if you ask for it. The problem is, and all of it is attainable, but it's attainable if you understand, you have to understand what the sacrifice you need to do to make that, to get that. So that sacrifice could be any number of things depending on, but there is always a path from where you are to where you want to be. The question is, are you willing to make the sacrifice to get there? So if you want, you want to live in a house with two girlfriends, you want them to love each other, you want you to love them, y'all are one big happy family, that can be had. But in order for that to be had, financially, you have to be able to be in a case where you can support that, even if they're working. The ability, or you have to satisfy those people's needs where they're going, listen, I want, okay, so he thinks he's worth that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she says, I don't think he's worth that, then it's not going to work. But then if you get your value, when your value is higher, so like, for instance, it's all a negotiation. So a girl would be like, I'm not going to be with no guy, and she got a girl. That's just not true. Because if it's Drake, right, mm-hmm. and you know that you can't,
you're willing to play backup on Drake's team.
You're dishonest because you don't really want to play backup, but your intention is to play backup with the intention on moving into the front row, but you're willing to deal with that. Even if the guy says, well, this is never going to be happen, I'm going to change this. But you can have those things, but you might have to have, you know, what's the dude name, the whole Samoan dude?
Jason Momoa.
You might have to have his looks, which means now you got to go to the gym. That means you can't eat the cheeseburger. You might have to be fine enough that women are sought after you. You are a snack for these women. Women see you as the prize just to be with you. In order to get that, think of the sacrifice. If you're like, forget if you're me and I need to look like Jason Momoa to get somebody that he's getting, I'm talking about diet, workout, just yoga, just extensive. My job would have to be about my looks, you know?
Right. It's a big time commitment.
It's a sacrifice. Now, if I get there, it's very possible that I could, and it doesn't mean necessarily that those two girls I have in mind are going to fit it, but you can have what you want. You got to work to it. It's a weird thing. I know when I remember being with 12 chicks at one time, just in a rotation, and everybody, they didn't know, each one of them didn't know each other, but they knew that was somebody else, and they knew that I wasn't letting anybody dictate, you know, what I wanted to do or what I did.
They were on a roster.
Yeah. And if they asked me, I would be like, yeah, I'm seeing other people. Like, I wasn't honest in a way where I was trying to devastate their life, just make them feel worthless. But to the same token, if they asked me the question, I'm going to tell you. If they had said to me, how many girls are you dating other than me? I would have totally answered, which honestly wouldn't have made them leave half the times. 99% of the time, they're not leaving. It's like Super Bowl tickets. You are willing to wait online to get Super Bowl tickets because you know those tickets are sought after. They have value. Not only do they have value and they have prestige and all the things that go with it. The question is, are you willing? I see this all the time with guys. Want certain? Well, I want this, and they haven't really thought it out. I mean, having multiple women in your life means that you have to step up. That means, and we talked about this. It was funny. I remember when we had that conversation.
Sure.
You was heading to Pennsylvania, tired as shit.
Jesus, yeah.
And I was like, I said, Harry, you could not do this. But if you're going to say this is one of the chicks on the roster, mm-hmm. when she want to fuck, you got to go show up.
I got to give her something.
And even then, there were times where you were like, I just can't make this run. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
if you want to, there's special parameters to keeping that up. There's special parameters to getting it. There's special parameters to keeping it.
It's communicating, especially if you want somebody on a roster, so to speak, where they're involved and they're a repeat customer. If they're coming back with and everybody understands what it is, I'm open about it.
Yeah.
I was back in the day. I was open about it. I let them all know. And so you have to, whatever the need that you're fulfilling within them, even if it's not a actual boyfriend, there's something right there. There's some type of connection. With some girls, it was just purely sex. Okay, then you got to deliver on that sex. With some girl, it's
what happens if you're tired?
You gotta go. You gotta drink a Red Bull. You gotta drink a Red Bull and a couple pills, and you gotta make it happen.
That's it. Get on board. Yeah.
You gotta be like an old time West doctor. You gotta rub some water, cold water in your face. Get a hot cup of coffee going, and get in there.
Cup of Joe. And you gotta get in there,
Even when you don't want to, because you can't. Now, listen, there's thing, and when you talk about that, there's even small things in the relationship, because we get on the roster, and some people want that, and that's exciting, and that's the consequence of it. But even in the confines of a relationship, listen, if you want to be in control of what you're doing and not have questions asked, then you better be providing financially. Right, you better be the one who has everything in order.
I don't know if you could say financially, but I'm saying if that is a need, yes.
If that's what the need is, right?
I mean, like Oprah doesn't, she don't need your money. Yeah, you know what I mean. So I mean, and I know that's an extreme situation.
Yeah, of course.
But it is realistic to say whatever those needs are, she's going. It's like.
It's not just the finances. Forget the money part of it. Yeah, whatever that is, a lot of the times it does involve money in the sense of, if I'm the one who wants to call the shots of what we do and she trusts me, then I have to be making sure that I'm on point. When I say financially, I mean I got to be making a living if that's what we're doing, if that's what we're providing, if that's the agreement. If she makes more money than me, that's fine. If she's okay with you sitting at home and just being a house husband, that's part of the deal. But whatever it is, you have to provide. You got to be on your
whatever that list is.
Yeah,
that makes it, because you're making a deal. You're not shoplifting a pussy. You're making. She's going. She goes, no, I want a man all to myself. Well, how about the question is, how about a man that you have to share that's a millionaire? How much of a millionaire? Then it becomes this negotiation. What would you do if you had to share a man? I would never share a man. Well, would you? What about Jason Momoa? Would you share? Well, yeah. I mean, I could see. And some girls would say, no, not even that, which is
bullshit because you don't got that. Once you get that offer sheet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So you go.
Once Jason Momoa goes, listen, I got a part-time contract for you. We're ready to sign right now. And he goes, and then he turns around, gives you that wink with the one eyebrow.
Gives you the wink
sliced.
With the big eye, the one that the big bushy eyebrow with one that's up. Yeah. And you go, I'm going to get it notarized right now. Right. So, and I understand that what I'm saying is that this is the extreme examples, but they can range from extreme to very, for not. You might get some chick who's crazy, gone through all kinds of trauma, and she's looking for somebody to give her that excitement that she has with the trauma, to meet her trauma, and she'll go through all of that. It's any number of things that turns you on. Nobody gets to say what they are, but the person, and nobody, but you are presenting a deal, and you can present every deal that you want. But if you're not, you know, if you're not a guy, if you can't meet the parameters of the deal, then the deal's not going to get made. But any deal can, just about any deal can be struck. You know, the short period of time that I did swing, right? Little sex parties and stuff. My thing was, yo, you could fuck a chick, but I don't want no dude fucking you, which you call it soft swinging. So she could fuck with women. I didn't care about if she fucked. In fact, I kind of liked it. She could bring women home, but it wasn't, it was guys. I didn't want no guys poking around in my attic. You know what I mean? So.
I don't even want guys looking at the door. What are you looking at? There's none of your business. You keep it moving.
Hey, get away from me.
He's like, the bathroom's that way.
This is a public easy. And I have a constitutional right.
Yeah.
I can record the police. So, but it is just that. You can have whatever you want. The problem is that people are not paying attention.
You have to make the sacrifices to get those things. Everything you want. Comes with it, even just a regular relationship,
and nothing's
comes
free.
With sacrifice.
Yeah,
it comes with sacrifice. Whether it's like, hey, the amount of time you spend with her is a sacrifice. Like, you know,
it's never a lotto. It's never you hit the lotto for $8 billion, right? Or for $1 billion for
without tax. There's always tax.
Then there's a tax. Then the stress, more money, more problems. Then you're somebody who has never had that kind of money, never had to live, always live check to check. Now you have money, but you don't have the knowledge to manage that some, and you got to pay attention. So now things that you never, I remember a dude, two dudes was in front of my house early in the morning arguing about 49 cents. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all? Yo, I apologize. I'm like, here's $1 for you. Here's $1 for you. Now beat it.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, thanks. But the point is, you got to be at that level. I mean, I'm talking like it was a big shot because I gave each one of these grown-ass men $1. But to them, that $1 was everything. To the point where they were getting ready to go to blows over 49 cents.
When you have nothing,
yeah,
a 49 cents means something.
Yeah,
and when you have more than that, it doesn't mean as much. That's just human nature.
And but, when you have everything, you don't respect what you have. You take it for granted.
You do take it for granted. Yeah,
when you have it, I mean, it's insane. And that's not any. That's people in general. People in general. That's the tendency of human beings. The question is, what's the sacrifices? What sacrifices are you willing to make? And then, and if you're really working on yourself, then you have the confidence to say, I am worth this. Now, she can always say, no thanks, or whatever. But when you say, I am worth this, and women feel the truth, they can sense how serious you are about that. They look at you in a whole different way. Every consultation that I've done, like in the last month, you know, the follow up consultation, where I'm laying out what I want them to do. Then I have them call me back in a week or 2 weeks or whatever. When they call me back, they're always like, "Oh, it was just really amazing how much this changed my perspective and this and that." So there's really a reason why. There's a thing to being. So I think a lot of times the guys feel as though I'm harsh, right? And they're going, well, I could never do that. That's Dante's style, right?
Sure.
And so, but what they don't understand, it's like trying to make a bomb and you don't have all the ingredients. You can't substitute the ingredients. If you want to be powerful, you have to do all of the things. And I'm not exaggerating in the way you do it. I mean, I break the system down into such small pieces. It's very explicit and very mapped out what I need you to do. I can't get anybody to do what I tell them to do on it. But I mean, I've had so much success with so many guys doing a portion of what I've asked them to do. So I keep thinking to myself.
Well, listen, the thing is that you have to think about. I think about rehab or whatever. There's the percentage of rehabilitation that when I talk about drug and alcohol rehabilitation, it's actually very small, the number of people that succeed in it. But that's still better than nothing, number one. Right. And they say the program works if you work it, if you do it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So it's just everything has a price, and you got to be willing to pay that price. And if you're not willing to pay that price, I promise you, you won't get what you want. There's never a meritocracy. There's never a one-to-one. You don't get back. You don't get
what
back
you put in. You never you get put back what you never put get in that as back a man. You just don't.
But
I don't mean that out of selfishness.
No.
Even just the needs and the sacrifice you got to make as the man in the relationship, most of the time, almost all the time, you never get the return on investment. That's not what it's about. If you're in a relationship, we say this all the time, if you're in a relationship, you are losing. And that means we don't mean that you're a loser, you're a sucker. What we mean is you are giving something up. You're giving
you
up
your
time. You
will make sacrifices that other people won't make for you, because the element of being a man, need that you make those sacrifices. The position that we have is sacrificing. If you're the man in the house, that's what it means.
That's not women are bitches, women suck. It's not that. It's the nature of humanity and the needs that women have versus the needs that we have. It's not saying one is better. It's just the needs are different. We don't.
Well, I give you one even better. It's money, resources, and protection as an exchange for reproductive rights, as an exchange for your immortality, really. Like, your child is your DNA moving to the next generation is the immortality of your DNA strand. And so you're making this decision. That's what the transfer is. Now, I'm not saying you have to have kids. I'm not saying that but what I'm saying is that is the thing that she can give you that you can't give her.
Right. That's just one example of something. Yeah. And we don't expect it in reverse. You can't expect it in reverse.
No.
That's just biologically something.
I don't need my chick to know to be able to take a right hook like I do. That's not necessary.
Right.
I don't need her to physically
protect
be
you.
Able to protect me. That's just not what I need. So we're talking about us being different. And what's interesting is, let me clear this up, because I've had people talk. Mike Birbiglia asked me about this. Well, how do you deal? He asked me, how do you deal with this philosophy when it comes to gay and lesbian and trans and the LGBT community? And what I explained to him, it's masculine and feminine. I mean, we call it masculine, but it's dominant and submissive. There's always somebody in the relationship that is more submissive than the other person's. Then nobody ever matches. It's yin and yang. There's a balance.
And it doesn't mean that one person they're subservient or they're lesser than. It just means that as far as the roles go, they want someone else. Somebody wants the other party to take a lead, even if it's a little bit more than that.
And I'm not even dictating that. You know, like people say, well, I don't want women the dishes as well. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I know. I hate washing. I'd rather clean toilets than wash dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same way.
So it's about what you like, and basically your compatibility. And it's also nobody's fault that you may not be compatible, or that you may change in the future to get to the point where it doesn't work. So, you know, it's a weird thing. So I think sometimes I've had a couple of guys who call me. And they didn't do what I asked them to do. And they go, well, I didn't want to call you and you yell at me. And I'm like, I go, first of all, I'm not yelling at you. I just want you to understand that you say this is what you want. This is, I mean, in fact, let's be honest. This is the first, it goes everything back to the same thing. This is the truth. You told me this is what you want. I would tell you how to get it. I will say you need to do certain things in order to get those things. You will agree to it, which is the second part, which is credibility. You said you would do it. You agreed to it, and then you didn't do it. Now, I'm not going to get mad at you for that because of the fact that this is your life. All of the outcomes are not outcomes that I benefit from or lose from. I mean, I benefit from your success when you do well and you could say, man, thank you so much. It gives me a great feeling to see a guy to get up, get his feet under him and say, man, my life is better because I've talked to you. And Harry, you could testify. They say that all the time.
We see people on the street or they send us a message and say, thank you for changing our life. You changed our life.
And we listen to Andrew Tate, and they listen, rest his soul,
Kevin Samuels, our Lord and Savior. No name above that name.
I forget the guys who said it. There was a guy Likens. There was Tom Likens.
Tom Likens.
Yes. Yeah, remember that?
Oh, I remember Tom Likens. Yeah,
Tom Likens was a red pill dude. So you have these guys. Yeah. Derek Jackson, who was another guru.
He's the anti-red pill dude, Derek Jackson. But
yeah.
He's another hypocrite. Tom Likens I didn't like as much because I think he was married 4 times. Allegedly threw his wife into a fireplace once.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't end well for a lot of Likens' relationships. But he started early on with it, but he was definitely angrier. Anyway, your point
and
being,
was,
I'm sorry.
But what I realize is these guys, but here's the thing. I'm practicing these principles. This is the difference in the authenticity of what Man School is and all these other programs is because I'm practicing these things. I'm practicing these
on a daily basis.
Oh, I'm this credibility. And so even when if you think I'm mad at you, I'm going to be mad at you. Then you're assuming that I don't practice the principles because what's the last principle? Empathy. I know that it's difficult to make changes. I know that this is emotionally scary. I know that there's going to be failure. I know that you're already bogged down, that you've taken enough L's that you don't want to take any more. And I understand that. And I understand that even when you're on track, there will come a time when you're off track and you're going to have to recalibrate. And I'm aware of that. And I'm here to help in any way I can for as long as I can until you get to where you want to get. But this the guilt and everything, there's no guilt if your intention was authentic, credible, and empathetic. It goes to everything. I had a dude who called me up. Had a problem. Wasn't even a relationship show, but he's working on a job and he's panicking because he just got hired and he doesn't know so his boss is a new hire who's a horrible boss. And so it's a tech job, right? So without getting too in the woods, the tech job is so extensive. The work that needs to be done takes a long time and it's very tedious work. So in order for the work to be right, you have to really take your time. So this new guy is going, we got to get this done. Why is because he's a new boss. He wants to impress the people above him. And he's expecting his underlings to be impressive so that they can impress him. But meantime, the time management, what he's asking his people to do is just time-wise is not doable. So he called me and he goes, you know, I'm just kind of feeling funny because I don't want to lose my job. He says, but this is really involved and this is really a lot. And the guy's pressuring me and so on. So this is what I told him to do. I said, well, who's the guy that hired you? He goes, he's a step up from this guy in the company. I said, will you contact him and just say, listen, I'm in a situation where this is the task that needs to be done. I can work faster if that's what you want, but I would make errors because it's so tedious. And I just want to be clear that I'm interested in staying here. I'm interested in working hard, but I think the evaluation of what this is going to take is wrong on my immediate boss's side. So I just wanted you to let you know, and maybe you have a solution or something, because his boss kind of had his job before, right? And I don't want to get too far in the weeds. Anyway, I told him, talk to your superior and just be honest. Hey, I love the job. I love being here. I want to succeed. I appreciate the opportunity, and I want to live up to your expectations, but this is not really doable. And then you go to your underboss and you approach him. You say the same thing. Because even if they fire you because you couldn't cut the mustard, right? You've given it all that you could give it. Nobody's going to, if you're going to them and say, I'm willing to do whatever it needs to do for me to be in this situation. But here's the funny thing. The boss, the big boss, basically said, yeah, that is a lot. The timing is not right. I'll deal with it. So before he even got a chance to talk to his immediate boss, the VP said, listen, we're going to revamp everything and we're going to delegate in different ways simply because he went and spoke honestly. Now,
yeah,
the reason why I said to speak to the superior first is because they have the real power. Secondly, his main boss is under pressure as well. This is where the empathy comes from. He just got it as a boss. He doesn't want to complain. If they're asking him for deadlines, he's not showing up with these deadlines. His job is at risk. So he's going to slave drive you so that he doesn't get the heat. Shit rolls downhill. But the minute you go and you go with the honesty to people who are willing to hear you, right? Whatever their decision is their decision. You don't have to feel negative. So even if you lose the job, you told the truth. And if the work, if the workload was too big anyway, you weren't going to do it anyway. So there's no, the minute you start finagling and lying and giving these truths, these half truths, which is an intention to deceive, you end up in a situation where now you're hiding something. Soon as you're hiding something, what happens? Insecurity sets in because you're every day you're putting this mask on to say, because you don't want to get exposed. So, and this is the thing with the pickup artist stuff. You put a big hat, put a funny hat on and put goggles on and do this. All of these things are disingenuous to who you are as a person. And so when it comes around, you're already carrying these lies. You think you ain't shit. You think you're worthless.
So you put on a costume to make it look like you're something, but you didn't fix any of the inside.
And every girl that you're with and every girl that you're talking to, she's going, he just doesn't seem as though he's confident about this. There's an incongruency. And what do we say about the indecisiveness and the incongruency always makes a woman feel safe. It's like, why is he acting weird?
It makes her feel unsafe. The indecisiveness.
Unsafe. Yeah. Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yes. So it's flaky, is indecisive. Indecisive seems deceptive. Deceptive means I got to get out of here. That's how women think. And they have to think that way because sexual assault, rape, anything in between that, including just a broken heart, being emotionally hurt by something, is on the line for them every day. And they know that they are super susceptible because they're the weaker at least the physically weaker species. They have their strengths, and so they have to have the empathy. And if you're not aware of that, think about that. If every guy that's listening to my voice right now realizes that every time they ask a girl out on, that she has to consider whether or not she'll be raped or murdered before she goes yes to the Olive Garden, right? She has to think, well, is this guy crazy? Will he murder me? Will he rape me? Will he kidnap me? That is, and I know that sounds extreme for men, but it's a reality. That is a reality of the woman's experience. Immediately, that's what she has to consider. So when you if you thought about that every time you realize how you would watch how you approach people. You realize how you would not do the things that be so into your own head about your own acceptance. You touch inappropriate or you talk inappropriately or you whatever, that all because you're aware of the landmines already because you have the empathy, you know? And so many guys don't do that. They don't do that. And being extraordinary is not easy. It's difficult to do. That's why most people are not. But if you embark upon it in small increments, it will happen. And even if it doesn't happen all the way, it'll happen in a way that's, it'll happen. Your life will be exponentially better because of it. And I think we have to, who can say that? Who can say that they're living their life and then in the process of them living their life, they can say, listen, a year from now, I'll be in a better place than I was before.
Yeah, that's building up. That's building yourself better. There's nothing wrong with that. It's better to go, I'm better now than I was, than going, geez, man, I used to be so good.
The clock is ticking. Right now, the clock is ticking. What if you said a year from now, I'm going to be in the same place that I was before? Like, that's a dreadful thing.
Yeah.
That you're not. So, but if you could say, listen, I don't know where I'm going to be, but my situation absolutely will be better by the time. Yeah. By the time.
I always tell people, I remember telling my brother this one time. He was going through some stuff. And, I said, you're young. You know, no matter how old you are, you're still young. If you were a 60-year-old guy, right, the life expectancy is normally like 80 or something.
Right.
If I told you that you were going to do 20 years behind bars,
right,
you'd be like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a long time. But we don't look at it that way when you go, you could be around. Even if you're 60, you'd be around for another 20 years. If you changed your life and led a better 20 years, wouldn't that be something? You still have time to fix things. You got a lot of time to exist.
Yeah.
Why not make it better?
And this is the younger one or the older one?
This was the younger one. He didn't listen. He
What was his response to that?
He, you know, in the moment he understood what I was saying, but you know, he's just turned 30. He's still a fuck up and he's still a drug addict and he's got a lot of work to do. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Lawsuit for my own brother.
Oh, this is again something else?
No, nothing else. Oh, but he's just not all together.
Yeah.
By the way, he sold me drugs. Anyhow, there we go. Yeah, Let's get that on the record. Make it easy.
But what's interesting is even when you think about that, you have to, and this is the other thing that I find every show that I listen to, Kevin Samuels, our Lord and Savior, he did mention.
Yes. No name above that name.
No, he shall be named nameless. Yeah. He did talk about therapy and stuff like that. But what I've been doing and you know, the show is constantly evolving is that you have to enter in the trauma, family trauma, racial trauma, just the wear and tear of work, the fact that your parents, you grew up with parents who, and let's be honest, I mean, even if your parents were PhDs, you get good friend of the show, good friend of mine is Godfrey, but Godfrey's parents were professors. So it's like they didn't understand what it, they, how could they understand being Nigerian, and how could they understand that, well, I can make more money telling jokes conceptually. They don't even understand, like, that's not even within their grasp to think so. Now, he achieved that, but in their mind, to them, education is key. This is how they broke. So even their thought process, they couldn't understand that somebody could be making $1 million,
six figures, seven figures,
doing sketches out in the street, playing pranks and stuff like that. So we literally have to, you cannot even rely on the people that raised you because of the fact that prospectively things have changed so much, and it's so different, and it's changing constantly. It's so different, you know? So different.
It's something that you have to, life constantly changes, and you got to evolve, and you can get better at it. But the thing is, no matter what you're dealing with, you can always make those changes. You just have to acknowledge it and put in the work. And you can be okay when it doesn't immediately pay off or it doesn't work out immediately. Yeah. You know, it's a long process.
Something I always say, I've said this, you know, the greatest thing in the world about being a bitch, and I mean, or a punk, I don't mean bitch, that bitch or a punk. So, you know, where you let people walk away from you. The greatest thing about that is tomorrow you don't have to be. Yeah. That today you can stop it. Now, when you stop it today, everybody is still going to try you, and because they have no reason to think that your state of mind is different. But with time, they will recognize that this person is different and I need to treat them differently because they respect themselves. And so, I mean, I think that's dope. I want to take a... I'm not even going to wait. I don't want to wait for the Patreon to shout out. I mean, if y'all want to check us out, please support us on the Patreon. The Patreon is www.patreon.com/manschool202. And I want to shout out my new, all the new Patreon members. There's Brandon. Mr. Tripp, Danielle Syed, Brian Lorenzo, and Randolph Henderson, all new. Let me make sure that's all. Randolph and Mantis, got screen name Mantis. Want to shout y'all out. Thanks for supporting us. Really appreciate you, man. We love doing this. We love helping y'all. And just want to make sure we shout y'all out right now to let you know how appreciative we are. Harry, talk to me.
Hey, listen, yeah, please support us over at Patreon because it helps keep the show going, and that's where we do all the bonus content. When you subscribe, you get all sorts of goodies, and really where we do a lot of the game and we answer a lot of the questions, so patreon.com/manschool202. But also, if you want to support us individually, I also do relationship consultations, life consultations. You can email me at advicefromharry@gmail.com. That's where you reach me, and we can set everything up. And Dante's does consultations as well. Go to DanteNero.com and click on consult. And follow me on social media, all my stuff. My TikTok is starting to blow up finally. So come over there, support me on my YouTube page. Twitter doesn't fuck with me for some reason. I'm not even because Elon Musk. That's what I want to say. I want to leave Twitter and be like, I left Twitter because Elon. But really it's because Twitter don't treat me right. Then nobody follows me on Twitter. You could do it.
Could.
Instagram, I'm all over the place.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolutions being podcasters. We're gonna go on the Patreon and go get digging really deep on some technique and stuff on the end of this. So don't forget to sign up for that. I love y'all, man. Thank you. Let's get over it.